personally delighted to have been invited to be here this morning to take the part of the induction service of Gerald to the pastorate here. This morning is a wonderful time for the church here, and not least Gerald and his family, of course. A big day for us all, a day for us to look back on in the future. I'm here, as you've heard, as one of the regional ministers for the Southeastern Baptist Association, and in that capacity, I'm also here on behalf of the Baptist Union of Great Britain. We're improving to officially induct Gerald to the pastoral leadership of this congregation. A service of induction is also a wonderful time for all of us who are followers and disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ to renew our commitment to our Lord and to the commands he has given to us to love God, to love one another, and then go into the world and make disciples. You may well be wondering what's going to happen over these next 4 or 5 hours. Oh, that got you going, didn't it? No, next few minutes. We're going to be hearing, first of all, from a church representative. It was going to be Gareth, but I understand he's not very well. But Rose has stepped in, not just yet, but Rose will be coming. She's so eager to share as to how the church has come to call Gerald as their minister. And then after that, Gerald's going to share himself how he came to accept the call of this church to the pastorate here. And then I'm going to ask him and his dear wife, Alma, some deep, penetrating questions, which they have seen before, and they know the answers to. But I also have an order of service for them as well, so they know the answers there. And then I'm going to be asking the church leaders here, those who are well enough to be here this morning. I think maybe one or two others are not here. But I'm going to be asking you some questions. They're not going to be on the overhead, I understand. But I will tell you what the answers are before I ask you the question. Then I'm going to be asking the church members here and regular worshippers some questions, and I'll be telling you what the answers are, okay? And then I'll be asking all of you a question, and again, I'll let you know the answer when we get to that point. And then towards the end of this part of the service, a number of folk have been asked to come and lay hands on Gerald. That's not to beat him up in any way. That is to come and pray for him, to set him apart for the work of ministry here, and they're going to be bringing some shorter prayers at that moment in time. And then after all that, I will declare him as inducted to the pastorate here and give a blessing to him. That's my part in this morning's service. So that's where we're going to be going. So to begin with, can I invite Rose now to come up and share with us how the church came to call Gerald to the ministry here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. It was thrilling to arrive here, not feeling too good myself, to find that I'm going to be Gareth. but it's an honour and a privilege to speak here this morning on behalf of the church and the leadership team about how we came to select Gerald and how we met him and how all of that happened. It was just so obviously a plan from above, not one made by us. And we really felt a strong presence leading us. I mean, we have felt a strong presence through the gap where we have had no pastor permanent. We've had so many inspiring speakers from across the county and all over the place, including from our own fellowship as well. And it has been a time of growth for many of us, and we've had to step up in areas where we've felt less confident, and we have grown in those ways. And it seems that those things that we've grown confident in are fitting into Gerald's plans and the way that Gerald works too, which all seems, again, it is all not just seemingly, but perfectly in the plan that was set down for us as a church. And it was within a short time of meeting Gerald and coming to hear about his interest in the vacancy, it became quite apparent that there were lots of ways that this fit was going to work really well, that Gerald wanted part-time. And one of his strong calls was that he wanted to go to a smaller church that wasn't hugely wealthy and very self-sufficient. A church that did rely on the word of God and his presence in the community. And it seemed to us that here was someone who didn't want to say, oh yes, we can pay you whatever you want. We've got loads of money. You'll be very comfortable here. He has relied on God's word throughout his training from what he shared with us. And it just felt so right to be asking him to come. Obviously, we asked him to come. and he came and preached. And it was clear from the response from our church as well that people were lifted up and their spirits were raised by his presence and by how he spoke with us. And we have had several sermons now since you started in January, Gerald, that have been really stimulating and enjoyable and really brought some good teaching to us. I'm about to run out of words now. Sorry. So we are thoroughly pleased to be able to welcome you, Gerald, as our new pastor. And we look forward to the years unfolding and your work within the church, in the field of autism, your PhD. It's all a very stimulating environment. And we thank God that you have come into our presence.
Thank you very much. To be seated. Gerald, would you like to come and share how you responded to that call of the church here?
Thank you, Paul. The first time I came here last year, I have told them in advance by email that I said that for the past 6 months or so, I've been just browsing the website of this church and also the record that says Downs Baptist Church is looking for a minister. It's been just 6 months, and I thought, nah, not probably that one. Until I listened to the preaching of Brian from Psalms that says, and he said there, we have to trust God because he's our big God, and we have to trust him with big things. And that message struck me, and I thought, if this is the church that can trust God with big things, I would like to join this kind of church. So I went down, I think that was around November-ish or something, that time, and then I preached here. But before that, I visited Gareth and Judith in their home. The first time we walked up on the hill with Gareth, I thought to myself, ooh, something happened there. So when we went down to their house, I said to him, I think I can work with you. I know he is the secretary / treasurer, so I told him that immediately. I said, I think I can work with you, so we'll see. And then we had a meeting with the church, and I mean, we had some kind of informal meetings with other deacons as well. And that makes me feel at ease. The moment I started, I preached here for the first time, and I looked around the people, I have no other feeling but the feeling that the people loved God and they loved me, even without knowing who am I. And I thought, well, that's strange, because I'm telling you now, I haven't told anybody about this. These are the things that I felt that time. And so when I was preaching, and I kind of see in my head, they are responding. I mean, am I saying this, you know, the right things at the right time? But they're responding. And then I realized that there's a few of them, and I thought, I could work with this, because my kind of brain doesn't work with too many people. So if there's just about 20, 25, I can work with that. I can work with that and build it from there. And I said to myself, I think, Lord, this is the place. So I went back to Oxford and I said, yeah, I think I found the church. But that's so far. You have to travel 3 trains and then one bus or, you know, those kind of. I said, I don't mind. Let God deal with the details. I think that is the church. So I have no doubts. I came to, well, of course, with Alma's blessing. I mean, I have a family. If they said, no, you don't go there, and then I can't. But she said, if that's what you think God wants, we'll help you and we'll join you there. And so the rest is history. It feels like so many years ago, but that's how it happened. And I started to see that this is the place where I can work with, because A, The church has some members who had also some autistic children, and I have an autistic son. Very important for me that he should not be at the back burner of everything that I do. He should be in the forefront of everything that I do. So that's one thing that caught my attention. Secondly, this is a church that really loves to be in the ministry, because you don't tell them what to do, they go ministry anywhere. And I thought, that's nice. I don't want to be a monologue and a mono pastor and everything, but I want people to share in the ministry. And I saw a very inspiring works in this place. And thirdly, I don't feel that this church would really struggle if I'm not around. So I like that. I don't want the church that would be, oh, what would happen to us now, pastor, if you're not around. I don't like that church. I want the kind of church that's do like this. Whether I'm here or not, the church is working. And I love to do that, to work with you, because in my mind, I am also a fellow worker. I am your pastor, but I'm also a fellow worker. The church remains, the pastor goes, the church remains, and I want to be in a church that can stand on its feet, on their feet, by God's grace, and obviously very excited to do the ministry together. So here we are. This is the reason why I accepted the invitation from this church. Thank you.
Stay there, and your dear wife come and join you up here. That would be great. There, wonderful. I'm going to start moving microphones around, so things will fall apart, things will not work, because I have I'm not very good at these sort of things.
Thank you.
Let's move that down a little bit. Okay. Yeah. If I could move up a little bit, that would be great.
Now, this tells you that you have Filipino ministers. The microphone has to be adjusted.
Okay. I've got some questions here. All Christians are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ and to follow in his way. Joel, as a Christian minister, you are first a disciple of Christ. And so I ask you to affirm afresh your faith and trust in God, a faith which you have already confessed in baptism. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord?
I do.
Joel, you have been called to be the pastor of this church and congregation. Do you accept the charge from Christ to care for his people with all diligence and compassion? Will you care for the weak, bring Christ's healing to the brokenhearted, lift up the downcast, and pray regularly for those committed to your care?
I will, God's Spirit empowering me.
Will you equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ? Will you lead and enable God's people in their mission to the world, seeking God's kingdom, proclaiming the gospel in word and deed, and seeking to make Christ known in every way?
I will, the risen Christ inspiring me.
And will you make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace? By your example, will you lead this church in all godly living and devotion to Christ through prayer and the reading of Scripture? And will you be faithful in the leading of worship, in presiding at the table of the Lord, and in preaching the Word of God?
In the name of God, who is the Father of all, the living Word, and the Spirit of unity, I will.
A question for everyone. You have heard the promises made by Gerald today. Will you support that commitment to Christ and his people and encourage him in his ministry in this church and this community?
I will.
And at this point, can I ask the church leaders to stand as I ask you two questions? And the answer to the first question is we do. And the second answer to the second question is we will. We do, we will. Do you believe you have been called by God to work together humbly and willingly in serving this church and community?
We do.
And do you promise to honour and respect one another, doing nothing from vain conceit, but in humility regarding others as better than yourselves? And do you promise to work with the members of this church in its calling to seek the kingdom of God?
We will.
And can I ask those who are church members or regular worshippers here at this church to stand at this point? As I ask you these three questions, and it's the answers are we do, we will. Okay, hopefully you remember that. My sisters and brothers, a new chapter in the life of this church is open today. I invite you now to renew your commitment to Christ and this church, to affirm again the vows of your baptism. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord?
We do.
Do you accept and welcome Gerald as your minister? And do you promise to honour and support him with your love and prayers, working together with him in your shared calling to witness to Christ in this place?
We do.
Paul the Apostle says, "You were bought with a price. Will you serve Jesus Christ as Lord, bearing witness to him and daily taking up your cross to follow him?"
We
will. And again, can I ask, if you're able to, the whole congregation to stand at this point as I ask you this question, to which the answer is, we will.
Okay.
As representatives of the wider church and community, will you offer your support at this new beginning in the life of church and minister? And will you join in praying for them all?
We will.
Lovely. Would you all please be seated? And those who have been asked to come and pray and lay hands on...